You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Law enforcement authorities from a northwest Wisconsin village say they're struggling with a string of unusual public nuisances. According to a social media post from the Frederick Police Department, authorities have received multiple reports of kids jumping out in front of Amish horses and riding dirt bikes near them. They say the incidents are scaring the horses and creating a dangerous situation where someone could be seriously hurt in traffic. Authorities are asking parents to tell their kids not to scare the horses and give them plenty of space. Another construction project in Ashland is officially underway. Crews have started working on a road reconstruction project on Chapel Avenue in Ashland from 6th Street West to 11th Street West. According to a press release, work on the project is expected to be completed by November 1st, barring any unforeseen delays due to weather conditions over the summer. The reconstruction project will see the replacement of the pavement, curbs and gutters, storm sewer system, and water main. It will also see the addition of shared bike markers. A new lawsuit in Wisconsin seeks to revive fusion voting, a practice allowing a single candidate to be nominated by more than one political party. The practice was outlawed over a century ago. Law Forward has filed a complaint in Dane County Circuit Court to restore it, arguing that the ban violates the state constitution. If the fusion voting law is restored, candidates could appear on a ballot multiple times next to each party that endorses them. Law Forward officials say the goal is to give minor parties more of a voice and voters more options. Travel Northwest Wisconsin is reminding residents that the 2025 Wisconsin Governor's Fishing Opener will be held in Rice Lake this weekend. The event will officially start on Friday with a special family fishing day scheduled for Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park. The event will be open to the public and seeks to encourage kids of all experience and skill levels to participate in one of Wisconsin's favorite outdoor pastimes. It also seeks to celebrate the state's fishing heritage and highlight its economic and recreational importance. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that it's accepting applications for the next class of conservation wardens to help protect the state's parks, forests, wildlife, and residents. According to a press release, the DNR will be accepting applications for wardens until May 6th. The agency plans to hire 10 full-time conservation wardens for their 2026 class, with training beginning next January or April. Applicants do not need prior experience with hunting and fishing, and more information is available on the DNR's website. New cuts ordered by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency would result in over 400 AmeriCorps members in Wisconsin losing their jobs. According to a Journal Sentinel report, an email sent to Serve Wisconsin Executive Director Jeanne Duffy on Friday ordered the organization and all affiliated nonprofits and municipalities to immediately cease all award activities. The AmeriCorps workers and programs that will be affected by the cuts seek to assist with issues like homelessness, healthcare, literacy, and conservation. A Chautauqua woman is facing charges in Barron County after being accused of biting a law enforcement officer during her arrest. According to court documents, 37-year-old Stephanie Livingston was officially charged with two felonies for battery to a law enforcement officer and misdemeanor third operating under the influence and resisting an officer on Thursday. She was arrested at around 2 a.m. on April 23rd after a Chautauqua police officer pulled her over for a broken light and allegedly found a half-full Coors Light and a THC vape box in the car. A second person involved in a December Burnett County drug bust was sentenced last week. According to court documents, 33-year-old Jacqueline Duncan of Webster appeared for a sentencing hearing on April 23rd on charges related to the December 27th drug bust. Authorities allegedly found methamphetamine, marijuana, and various drug paraphernalia while executing a search warrant for 49-year-old Christopher Merrill of Webster. Merrill had outstanding warrants at the time and was sentenced on the criminal charges earlier this month. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin has joined another new lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. According to a press release on Monday, the new lawsuit seeks to prevent the Trump administration from slashing federal funding for the state's public schools by imposing unlawful conditions and entirely dismantling the U.S. Department of Education. The lawsuit argues that the federal funding was already approved by Congress, and the administration's efforts to cut it violates the checks and balances established in the Constitution. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say they're preparing for the potential loss of $6 to $17 billion in Medicaid funding. On Monday, DHS officials said the proposed funding cuts could force them to make changes to the state's Medicaid programs, including potentially limiting who is eligible for help. They warn that if residents become ineligible for Medicaid benefits, the number of completely uninsured patients will increase. Officials are considering other options, like offering fewer services or using more state funding. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks season comes to an end. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in overtime, 119 to 118. After the game, there was pushing and shoving at midcourt. Giannis says the father of Indy's Tyrese Halliburton got in his face, taunting, swearing.
I believe like being humble in victory. That's how I am. When you win the game, you got to tag. And with his face, this is what we do, this is what we effing do, this the F we do. I feel like that's very, very disrespectful. I've won the championship, they haven't.
The Pacers advance to face the Cavaliers. Baseball, Brewers giving up a couple of runs in the bottom of the first, but went on to beat the White Sox in Chicago 7-2. Freddie Peralta and catcher William Contreras, praised by Pat Murphy.
Freddie and William did a great job after that first inning, you know, to give us six innings, and they were on his heater early, and he made a nice adjustment and showed that he can navigate through someone's just jumping his heater.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We've all heard of chewing the worm one might find at the bottom of a tequila bottle, but a snake? True story. A Virginia woman was about to sip her margarita when a snake fell from the ceiling and landed in her glass after slapping her in the forehead. What did the woman do after being freaked out? Naturally, she took a picture for social media. As a result of the incident, it was revealed the restaurant was in violation of several health codes. Really? Turning down big money would be tough for most of us to do, even if it's to protect a franchise film legacy like Back to the Future. Bob Gale, who is the creator behind the trilogy, says under no circumstances will there ever be a spinoff, prequel, or another sequel. He calls the franchise perfect the way it is. The producer says the only way it could remotely happen is if Steven Spielberg signs off on it, and that most likely will not happen because Spielberg does not like sequels. That's probably why we've never seen E.T. Goes to College. People get scared when they see Lost star Sam Anderson board their flight. The 79-year-old actor says when people see him, their faces say, "Get me off this flight," even though a crash would be highly unlikely because most airline passengers aren't good-looking enough to be actors on a network show. On the other hand, when Leslie Nielsen used to board a plane, no one seemed to mind because although there was a threat of disaster, he brought big laughs. Jack Loudon will break down barriers in a new rendition of Pride and Prejudice, according to Jack Loudon. The star of Slow Horses and Dunkirk will play Mr. Darcy opposite Emma Corrin's Elizabeth Bennet. Loudon says the fact that he is the first ginger or redhead to play Mr. Darcy is one of the last discriminatory barriers to fall in television. Loudon replaces the most recent Mr. Darcy, played by the establishment's Colin Firth. Now that's sarcasm. There are some actors that will immerse themselves completely in a role and do anything to accurately portray their character. Then there is Terrence Howard. Howard says his biggest regret in his career is turning down the role of Smokey Robinson, which the singer personally asked him to play. He passed on the role because he was in negotiations to play Marvin Gaye in a biopic by Lee Daniels. According to Variety, Howard ultimately passed on that role over concerns that Marvin was actually gay, concerns that were confirmed by Quincy Jones. During a recent episode of the Club Random podcast, Howard said if he had to kiss a man in a film, he would cut his lips off. I assume he meant his own lips. Howard explains, saying he has to totally understand a role because he doesn't fake it. Maybe that's why he had no problem playing a pimp in Hustle and Flow. He was also in Big Mama's House. Wonder if he cut a body part off after that gem. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high in the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered rain showers are low down to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely with a high right around 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.